Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Hi, and welcome. I am your host, Carol Topp. This is episode 1 of the Dollars and Cents Show, airing October 10th, 2013. Today's topic is, what is a microbusiness and why is it such a great idea? I'm really excited about talking about microbusinesses. I particularly focus on teenagers because I have a website, microbusinessforteens.com. But if you're an adult or a parent of a teenager, you might find some of the stuff I share about starting a microbusiness to be very helpful to you as well. Well, let's get right to it. What is a microbusiness? I was asked once by an adult, is a microbusiness meaning it's a computer-based business? Well, certainly it can be. Many microbusinesses are computer-based, but that's not what I meant. I didn't mean microcomputers. I meant a microbusiness is a very small business. Now, it doesn't have to be small in terms of dollars, but meaning it's small and it's manageable. The business is usually very simple and very fast to start up. It only has one worker, the owner. In other words, microbusinesses do not hire employees. That gets a little too complicated, and then you become a small business, or what the Small Business Administration might consider a small business. But microbusinesses have only one worker in it, the owner. So that means they are what's called a sole proprietorship, meaning sole, one owner, as opposed to maybe a partnership. Now, a lot of times teenagers might think that they want to go into business with a friend or sometimes a sibling or something like that. I've even seen partnerships between parents and children. That's not necessarily a bad idea, but in general, I discourage teenagers from forming business partnerships because of the legal ramifications. See, being in a partnership is like being married, only you're not in love. Meaning that partner can obligate you to do things and can take on debt for the business without your permission. So it's really not a good idea, especially if you're first starting in a business, to start with a partner. You're going to learn more if you run this business by yourself. So most microbusinesses are not partnerships. They are just simple one-owner sole proprietorships. Microbusinesses also need very little startup money. Maybe you can start with no debt at all. They start with what you already own or already know, meaning what's between your ears. So, for example, tutoring or teaching, say music lessons or something like that, is a great microbusiness because it doesn't require any startup money. You're not buying inventory to sell. You don't need a storefront. You just sell what you know, your knowledge. And those are great microbusinesses. Now, sometimes a microbusiness might need a little startup money. I admit, I know that sometimes it does take a little money to start and make money, right? But I recommend, if that's the situation, that you keep that microbusiness loan very small. Maybe a teenager would borrow $100 from their parents to get started. And then, of course, the first profits have to go back to paying off the loan from mom and dad. Or you could start one microbusiness that doesn't require much startup money in order to fund another. I know a teenager who did have a great microbusiness idea. I believe he wanted to do something with computer hardware, like build custom-made laptops and things like that. Took a little startup funds, which he didn't have, so he decided he was going to tutor in a subject he was good at, I think it was algebra, in order to save up the money. So he started one microbusiness to save up the money to fund another microbusiness. But in general, microbusinesses should be started with very little money, and sometimes completely debt-free. So you really don't like debt. I think microbusinesses are usually home-based. I don't like the idea of teenagers especially going out somewhere or thinking that they're going to start a storefront. I really like the idea of you being able to work right from your home. I do. I love it. I love working from my home. And my daughters have had a couple of microbusinesses themselves, and they were always basically home-based. And those are wonderful. So you can start from your basement, your garage, your living room, something like that. But think about being a home-based business. That's great. Microbusinesses are usually very low risk. Now, the reason I call these businesses microbusinesses, I refer to the teenagers as microbusiness owners and not entrepreneurs, is because entrepreneurs are by and large risk takers. And I don't think you need to be a risk taker in order to start a microbusiness and be very successful at it. I like the idea of a teenager especially, but this can apply to adults as well, starting their business with very little money and very little risk, because you're in the business to make money, not to lose it. Now, if you have a risky idea or something that you want to get into that which will take some risk, well, I think you should start another low-risk microbusiness first in order to learn a lot and learn all the business skills so that when you venture into the more risky business, you've taken care of some of the things that will cause you to fail or might cause you to fail. So anyway, microbusiness is very low risk. Also, microbusinesses should be very manageable, meaning if you get busy, and I know you're busy students, you should be able to ramp down that microbusiness or ramp it back up if you want to. For example, one student I know liked to play varsity baseball. A lot of kids who run microbusinesses have outside interests in sports especially. So during baseball season, his microbusiness didn't get as much attention. Or maybe in the summer, when you have more time on your hands, you can do more in your business, get more customers or clients, and then tell them, oh, sorry, school's starting, I can't do as much to help you. That's understandable. Your microbusiness should be very manageable with your busy life. And ultimately, the real reason you want to start a microbusiness, or one of the great characteristics of a microbusiness, is that you can learn while you're earning money. You're going to learn a lot. I'm going to talk about what you're going to learn on the second half of the show. So we're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about what you can learn by starting your own microbusiness.
More than 50% of teenagers were unemployed last summer. Are you a teenager who needs some money but can't find a job? You can earn money by starting a business, and Microbusiness for Teens will show you how. You'll learn how to come up with a great idea, test it, and avoid common pitfalls. Discover the secrets to success, put into action what you learn, and before long, you'll be raking in the profits. Check out Microbusiness for Teens website for ideas and profiles of teenagers who are running their own microbusinesses. Visit microbusinessforteens.com and get started earning money today.
Well, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the first half of the show, Dollars and Cents Show here on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. I'm Carol Topp, and we've been talking about what is a microbusiness and why it's such a great idea. I do want to tell you some new things going on. I always want to take a little bit of part of the program here to tell you what kind of things are out there, what you can find that I offer to give you more information about starting a microbusiness. And in this case, you really want to go to my website, microbusinessforteens.com, and you want to sign up for my newsletter right there on the homepage. If you sign up for the newsletter, you will get an article called New Biz on the Block. And this is an article I wrote to tell you about how you can start a microbusiness in your neighborhood. This is a great thing for teenagers or sometimes the younger kids, 11, 12-year-olds who want to start a microbusiness, but the parents don't feel super comfortable with the teenager or in this case a preteen venturing too far from home or the neighborhood that they're familiar with. Now, your neighborhood could be your physical neighborhood, or it could be just the network of people you know or that your parents know, and you can start a microbusiness serving and helping those people. If you go to microbusinessforteens.com, click on the newsletter or the email list, you'll get emails, which are really just updates to the Microbusiness for Teens blog, which are full of great ideas. Which leads me to my other freebie or point that I wanted to share with you today. You might want to check out my Pinterest board. Now, I've been talking about what is a microbusiness, and you may be saying, yeah, I want to do this. I want to start. What ideas? Well, microbusinessforteens.com and the Pinterest board, which you'll find when you go to the website, have tons of ideas of teenagers and what kind of businesses they started. So the Pinterest board is kind of fun because you can visually see what teenagers are up to. There's profiles on teenagers, what kind of things they learned, what kind of businesses they started. So make sure you go head over to microbusinessforteens.com, visit the Pinterest page, And one other thing you really want to look at is a YouTube video. Right there on the homepage at microbusinessroutines.com, you're going to see a YouTube video that you can watch. It's a PBS-produced television program with me as your host, sharing some of the information I've just shared with you. But you also get to meet six teenagers who started their own microbusinesses that can inspire you, that you can start your own. Okay, well, let's get to the second half of the show, where I promised I would talk about what you can learn by starting a microbusiness. Now, this might be of more interest to your parents, especially homeschool parents who are always about what the kids are going to learn. But I think even if you're a teenager listening, you're going to find some of this stuff pretty important to you. And learning should be one of the biggest motivations to you of why you want to start a microbusiness. Matter of fact, let me share the story of Philip, who's on the YouTube video that you'll want to watch over at microbusinessforteens.com. He started his microbusiness partially because his parents wanted to encourage him to make some money, but mostly he wanted to learn a lot about web design and driving traffic to websites, and he wanted to see if he was good at it. Turned out he was, so you'll have to watch his story in the YouTube video. One of the first things you're going to learn, obviously, when you start a business are business skills. You're going to learn important things that every business owner needs to know about, like customer service. What do my customers want? Who are my customers? How am I going to find them? That's called marketing. How am I going to find them? What do they want? What will they pay me? That's called pricing. You're going to learn all those really important skills. You're going to learn what works, what doesn't. You're going to learn how to keep people happy, what to do when they're not happy. But you're also going to learn super important things like record keeping. Record keeping is like the lifeblood of success to any business. But it sure is a lot easier to learn the record keeping, meaning, you know, making deposits at the bank and keeping track of your expenses so you know if you made a profit. It's so much easier to do that record keeping when your business is small, micro size. And then as you grow bigger, you might have more transactions, so the record keeping gets a little more complicated, but at least you've learned the basics when your business was small and manageable. You're also going to learn about taxes. I look forward to offering a few shows on taxes as we get closer to tax season, but until then, you could certainly go look at my book called Money and Taxes in a Microbusiness over at microbusinessforteens.com. So business skills, top number one thing you're going to learn, and it is going to be so valuable when you become an adult, whether you become a business owner or whether maybe you want to be an employee and a good employee for somebody, learning those basic business skills of who's my customer and how can I serve them are invaluable. Also, you're going to get a chance to apply all this stuff you've been learning in school to real life. And it will become alive and really meaningful because now you won't just be doing math problems out of a math book. You'll be doing real life math problems as you figure out what your markup needs to be on a product you're trying to sell to cover your costs. As you figure out if you've been profitable, if you're going to need math to figure out what your tax return is and how much you need to set aside to save for taxes and things like that. Great real life applications of what you've been learning in school in terms of math. But also your writing. Oh my goodness, you will probably want to have a website and you're going to need to make sure that the spelling and the grammar and the punctuation are correct. Otherwise, it blows your reputation and your credibility and people might not buy from you if they see that your website is full of mistakes. By the way, if you find any mistakes on Microbusiness for Teens or the show page, which is the dollarsandcentsshow.com. Please email me, tell me. It would be so embarrassing if I'm out there preaching to you about getting proper grammar and I don't have it myself. You will also learn how to have great speaking skills no matter what, even if your microbusiness is completely from your home and you don't get out much. It's really a good idea to develop some speaking skills as you talk to other people or you do what I'm doing right now, podcasting. What else can you learn from starting a microbusiness? You're going to learn how to manage your time. Wow. If you're not good at managing your time, you'll get good. Don't worry, because you're going to have to learn how to balance commitments to serving your customers, to keeping up with your schoolwork, to everything else you want to do in your life. You're probably going to learn how to multitask. You're going to learn how to stop wasting time and maybe even learn how to work with a schedule, set yourself a schedule, work with a planner, a calendar, things like that. Great, really necessary things for when you become a grown-up. You might also learn other very, very important, but maybe a little less tangible skills, like how to overcome shyness, how to gain confidence, how to overcome fear, maybe even how you are unique, what you're good at, how to express yourself. Wow. And maybe even you'll learn what you want to study when you graduate from high school, like if you go off to college, what your college major might be. Or maybe even what you want to do as a grown-up. You could figure that out now as a teenager by running your own micro-business and finding out what you're good at or maybe what you're not good at. That's important, too, to know what you don't want to do. So that's a bunch of stuff you can learn just from running a very simple micro-business. I covered business skills and school skills, managing your time, and gaining in your character. I hope you really appreciate the great benefits of running a micro business, know a little better what a micro business is. I know you're probably chomping at the bit to say, well, what are they? Give me some ideas. What do teenagers do? I want to start today. Well, you better hop over to Micro Business for Teens because you can get started. Watch the YouTube video. It's called Starting a Micro Business, again, produced by PBS. Great 1 hour, if I say so myself. I was part of it, but I got to give credit to the sponsors and to PBS for doing a great job of trying to encourage you. You can start a micro business, go over to the Pinterest page, get ideas, and obviously, mostly, I want you to tune back in because I'm going to be talking about micro business for teens on this show again. Now, this Dollars and Cents show will air in 2 more weeks. I only produce the show every 2 weeks, so tune in October 24th, 2013. That's a Thursday at 1 p.m. You can listen live, obviously, or you can certainly download onto your iTunes or whatever MP3 player you have and listen to these. The next episode airing on October 24th is going to be about finding and testing a great idea for your micro business. I'm going to talk about the different ways you can come up with a great idea for a micro business, but almost more important is how you're going to test it to make sure it works. But until then, go over to the website, Micro Business for Teens, download. Sign up for the email list, and you'll get that article about how you can start a micro business in your neighborhood. I hope you enjoyed my first show here at the Dollars and Cents. I look forward to many more. We're going to talk about micro business for teens, but we're also going to talk about other aspects of managing money in your family life, and maybe even in your homeschool group. Thanks so much, and please drop a comment either at the show page, which is the Dollars and Cents show.com, and sense is spelt like common sense, not the pennies. My name is Carol Topp. Thank you.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.